recognize the young people who, at least some of them, who are on the football team, because I see you have, you're almost half ready for the game. So I see you here, but where are the rest of the football players, or where are the rest of the volleyball players? Raise your hand so I see where you are. Just one person? What we got? Oh, I see it. Well, good. Well, listen, thank you so much for your presence here today. And I'll tell you something. When Father Dave said to me, Archbishop, would you mind announcing at the beginning of Mass those who have been coming here to church today as part of their team? I said, I not only will be happy to, I'll be delighted, because you young people who raised your hand or came in uniform, I think you know this, you're not only the future of the church, you're the present. Now, guess what? I don't know how old each one of you, and I'm not going to start to guess. However, I turned 72, and by the way, so did Father Wayne. I think he's 3 days older than I am, is that right? Yeah. He's 3 days older, so I always go to him for wisdom. But no matter how old we are, every one of us is not only the present, but we're the future of the church. And we are if we stay close to Christ. There's two readings, there's two lessons, if you will, from sacred scripture. And I want to mention them and then apply them to the two events I talked about at the beginning of Mass. The first is hearing about something that the church has been reflecting on for 2,000 years, and that is, how do we keep together in the right way faith and works? There are some who so emphasized over the history of the church the gift of faith that St. James' second reading was addressed to them, saying that those who have faith, but it doesn't show in your actions, your faith is dead. In fact, St. Paul, who was the great emissary of the gift of faith, also said to Corinthians that you can have faith to move mountains, but if you have not love, you're an empty gong, an empty cymbal. In fact, we talk about faith as in the church in Latin as fides caritate perfecta. It's faith perfected by charity, by love. Look in your own family. Those people who in their families become very full of pride, feel that they have all the answers, they often stop listening. Those people who are open to the gift of faith that shows itself in action, in love, in forgiveness, but also in seeking the truth, they're the ones that have the healthy family. At the end of the gospel, you heard that the one who wishes to lose his life will save it. Well, the word save or salvation really at its roots talks about spiritual health. So who is the healthy family? Who's the healthy family of the church? First of all, those of us who approach Christ humbly, and secondly, who do not turn away from the truth. Any family who says, well, we're going to solve the problem within our family by ignoring it, you know, I don't have to tell you, that family is doomed to destruction. And so the same is true with the life of the church. The gospel passage has Jesus saying, and he's really, in a sense, building on the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, who said he would set his face like flint to Jerusalem, even though there were problems. Jesus said, I will not turn away from my salvation and my gifts. I need to go into Jerusalem even though I will suffer. Well, I gave a talk on Wednesday up in Washington, D.C. at the Catholic Information Center. And you could imagine in that center, there were many questions about the church. There were many questions because Archbishop McCarrick had been the bishop there. And some of you may be at the end of Mass when we go over for the blessing. You might have a question or a comment for me, and I want to hear you today. So I want that opportunity to be able to learn from you and also maybe to answer questions that you might have. But I want to say something about the steps within our church. You must have many emotions with all you're reading about. I did. I had the emotion of anger because I felt betrayed by someone who was a bishop. I felt hurt because you and I have worked very hard over the last 15 years to build a church that is safe for children and young adults. And to have this news come out shakes us at its roots. And I felt embarrassment. Cardinal Dolan's mother, he was talking to me, and he said his mother is in the nursing home, a nursing home in St. Louis. And she said, I'm embarrassed to go in for dinner because I don't know what to say. And so just as a family can feel embarrassment, that's part of what I'm feeling now. We need to move forward, and so there's two things that I want to mention to you, and they're already in the record, and I hope you'll read the record. The first, Jesus said, any good work that is done, if it's of God, begins in prayer and fasting. And so on October 5th, which is Friday, 2 weeks, I'll be using that as a day of prayer and fasting, beginning at Holy Family Parish, where the Archdiocesan Center is, and ending actually with an evening ceremony that's open to the public at 6 o'clock. Some of you might be able to come, or you might pray in your home. But praying for the wisdom, the courage, to always seek the truth, and then to build on a truth that pleases Christ. There will also be a report, I hope it will be in the record, on the 18th of October, that will say three things. It will talk about what actually happened even 15 years ago in Louisville, in the Archdiocese. Some people, as one person told me, I was in 10th grade, she said. I don't remember. The second thing is what steps have been taken by so many of you in ensuring safety within our church. And then the third is, what does it mean for us to be vigilant? Every family needs to be vigilant and can't say, well, nothing will ever happen bad in the future. No, we need to be vigilant. So they're the three things that will be in that report, and I hope you will pray for courage, for wisdom, also for the ability to be able to always face the truth grounded in Jesus Christ. Now there's a second thing, and it's I debated whether to even mention this in church today. And then I thought, does that really go with the dedication of a new St. Albert Parish Life Center? And the answer is, it does. Because families need to be supported as we look to the future. Young people need to be prepared and supported. People of every age, even people of Father Wayne's age or older. Had he not been here, I would have said my age. So, need to be supported. And so the church in every age has, even in the midst of difficulties, cared for one another. And so today, as we do the dedication of your new St. Albert Pastoral Life Center, this is a time for us to ask that God will be with us, for people who are members here now, and for people who will be members in the next 10, 20, 30 years, and that the grace of Christ will be present among us. At this Mass, let us pray for a deepening of faith, a courage to act, an ability, even in the midst of difficulties, to be a family who are grateful as we take a step into the future. God love you.